USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After headlining 11 rallies over 8 days leading up to this today, Election Day, President Trump says,
I leave Ohio. Thousands and thousands of people can't get into this massive arena. I just left Indiana. Thousands and thousands of people outside can't get... There's something going on. There's an electricity that feels like 2016.
The president speaking there to Fox News. Democrats facing a steep path in their quest to regain control of the U.S. Senate. They need a net gain of 2 seats to flip control, but several Democratic incumbents are in very tough races. Federal law enforcement agencies say there's no evidence the nation's voting system's been compromised. A joint statement from the FBI, DOJ, and Homeland Security saying there's no evidence of tampering that would prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt the ability to tally votes. This is USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump finally gets a break after headlining 11 rallies in 8 days leading up to the midterm elections today, wrapping up last night as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The last stop President Trump makes ahead of the midterm election, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, hometown of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
They think that the president doesn't want the caravan, you don't want the caravan because we're racist or sexist. Not it at all. It's an issue of law.
Also at the Make America Great Again event, Fox News host Sean Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
If you like the America that he is making now, you've got to make sure you get out there.
The remains of the mayor of North Ogden, Utah, killed in Afghanistan, coming home today as Brent Taylor died Saturday while serving with the Utah National Guard, the victim of an insider attack by a member of the Afghan forces. The 39-year-old leaves behind a wife and 7 children. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facebook says it's removed dozens of Facebook accounts that may have been engaged in what it calls coordinated, inauthentic behavior ahead of the midterm elections. The social media giant saying U.S. law enforcement agencies notified them of 30 Facebook accounts and 85 Instagram accounts linked to foreign entities. Now, most of the Facebook pages were in Russian and French, while the Instagram accounts were mostly in English. Facebook is now investigating to find out more about those accounts. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is spearheading a project to build the kingdom's first nuclear research reactor, one of 7 massive projects announced yesterday, including water desalination and aircraft construction. Salman has said that Saudi Arabia doesn't want a nuclear weapon, but wouldn't hesitate if regional rival Iran was to develop one. Saudi Arabia is looking to diversify its energy and industry as its oil wealth isn't going to last forever, according to experts. And Idris Elba is People Magazine's 2018 Sexiest Man Alive, the 46-year-old English actor officially given the honor on yesterday's Tonight Show, last night's Tonight Show. On NBC. He tweeted that he's honored, but what's even more important is that people vote in today's midterm elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.